I'd intended to ask Ranger to take me to the firing range, but since he was recovering from the gunshot wound, I would have to lay the burden on Eddie Gazzara. I glanced at the clock again. Gazzara should be at work. I dialed the station and left a message for a callback. I dressed in t-shirt and shorts and laced up my running shoes. Running isn't one of my favorite activities, but it was time to get serious about the job, and keeping in shape seemed like part of it. "Go for it," I said by way of a pep talk. I trotted down the hall, the stairs, through the front door. I heaved a large sigh of resignation and pushed off on my 3-mile route, mapped out with great care to avoid hills and bakeries. I slogged through the first mile, and then it got really bad. I'm not one of those people who find their stride. My body wasn't designed to run. My body was designed to sit in an expensive car and drive. I was sweating and breathing hard when I turned the corner and saw my building half a block away. So near, and yet so far. I sprinted the last piece as best I could. I came to a ragged stop at the door and bent at the waist, waiting for my vision to clear, feeling so fucking healthy I could hardly stand myself. Eddie Gazzara pulled up to the curb in a patrol car. "I got your message," he said. "Jesus, you look like shit." "I've been running." "Maybe you should check with a doctor." "It's my fair skin. It flushes easily." "Did you hear about Ranger?"
"Only every detail. You're a real hot topic. I even know what you were wearing when you came in with Dodd. I take it your t-shirt was real wet. I mean, real wet."
"When you first started out as a cop, were you afraid of your gun?"
"I've been around guns most of my life. I had an air rifle when I was a kid, and I used to go hunting with my dad and my Uncle Walt. I guess guns were always just another piece of hardware to me."
"If I decide to keep working for Vinny, you think it's necessary for me to carry a gun?"
"It depends what kind of cases you take. If you're just doing skip tracing, no. If you're going after crazies, yes. Do you have a gun?"
"Smith & Wesson, 38. Ranger gave me about 10 minutes of instruction on it, but I don't feel comfortable." "Would you be willing to babysit me while I do some target practice?"
"You're serious about this, aren't you?"
"There's no other way to be."